Great Scott!
Are you a sports fan who loves to have a good laugh?
Oh, yeah!
Then you're in the right place.
I'm going to make him an offer again.
Life moves pretty fast.
The Patriots win the
Welcome
Super Bowl!
Welcome to the Man Cave Chronicles.
Brady has his fifth!
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Man Cave Chronicles podcast. This week I have Ring of Honor Flip Gordon on. Flip, what's going on?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Good. What's new with you?
Not much, man. Just always working. You know how it is. Right now I'm currently in Vegas for Ring of Honor 16th anniversary show.
Yeah, and you were talking about it off the air that that was your first time in Vegas. How do you like it?
So far, it's been good. I haven't ventured out much. I got here on Tuesday. It's now Thursday. So, I mean, I've literally been from the hotel to the gym a couple times, and that's about it. Going out tonight to see the strip for the first time, so it should be fun.
Oh, yeah. And you missed the snowstorm back here from Massachusetts.
Yeah, I had to leave early. They flew me out in that, like 2 extra days early just to make sure my flight didn't get canceled.
Yeah.
So...
Have you lived in Massachusetts your whole life?
I have not. I was born there, and at a very young age, probably only a few months old, my mom moved me to Montana, where I was raised, and I didn't move back to Massachusetts until I was about 22 years old. So, right. I've only lived there a few years.
Yeah. And what was the reason I'm moving back here? Wrestling school?
Yep. I moved back mainly because of the New England Pro Wrestling Academy. But I also have family there as well still that I always wanted to meet and get to know. So that was another factor in choosing Massachusetts.
Yeah. Before we start talking a little bit about wrestling, are you still in active duty in the National Guard?
I am, yeah. I've been National Guard for almost 6 years now. I literally have 2 months left, and then I'm deciding to hang up my boots. So.
Yeah, you're going to go to wrestling full-time?
Yeah, exactly.
So... how did you get into wrestling?
It's been part of my life ever since I was a kid, ever since I can remember. My cousins were powerbombing me onto beds. We were watching it on TV, playing the video games. But it wasn't until about when I was 10 years old where I really fell in love with it and knew that this is what I wanted to do.
Yeah. And who are some of your favorite wrestlers growing up?
Eddie Guerrero, John Cena, Rey Mysterio, Paul London, Super Crazy, so many more, man. It's just, yeah. I was always into the high flyers, though. That's what I knew I was going to be.
Yeah. Where did you train?
The New England Pro Wrestling Academy.
How long were you there for?
I still go there here and there. But I went there for 6 months before I had my first match, and I was training literally for the first 2 years. I was training there two to three times a week. Yeah.
So for the fans that are unfamiliar with you, how would you describe your in-ring style?
Oh gosh. I'd say it's a hybrid because I am a high flyer, but I feel like I'm so much more, cause I have so many different backgrounds. I mean, I have an MMA background, amateur wrestling background, gymnastics, breakdancing. So I try to incorporate all of it into my ring style. So I would just say it's kind of like a hybrid. It's my style.
Yeah. Are you a fan of the big indie scene? Because that's last few articles that have been written about you, it's all about, the indie scene and how you're rising to the top.
Oh, man, I love independent wrestling. I love professional wrestling as a whole, and right now there's literally you can make a living on the indies, so it's so cool because there's people living their dream without ever stepping foot in the WWE, so it's kind of cool to see. I've been fortunate enough to be making a living at this for almost a year now, so it's been really cool.
Yeah. So you had the chance to sign with TNA, is that true?
They offered me a contract right before I signed with Ring of Honor.
Yeah. What made you decide to pick Ring of Honor?
Just comfortability. I mean, I had already worked for them once. I had a lot of friends here. I knew what I was getting into. So when it came down to it, I just knew that this was the best spot for me.
Yeah.
And I think I chose the right decision. Yeah.
do you find it that Ring of Honor is like getting better and better than Impact Wrestling?
Oh, I think it's been better for many years.
Yeah.
I mean, our crowds are getting bigger every single show. Our ratings are going up every single show. So, I mean, that means we're doing something right.
Yeah. A few months ago, I had a Beer City Bruiser on, and he was saying the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, every town we go to, and we go back to a town, the crowds are bigger every single time.
Yeah.
It's so cool to see, and it's such a special time for Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud to be a part of this movement.
Yeah. You had the chance to wrestle Cody Rhodes, too.
I did, yes.
How was that?
He's a world-class talent. It was a very fun match. Probably one of the best matches I've had this far. Came up short, but it was a lot of fun, and I learned so much from being in the ring with him every time I've had the opportunity to share it with him.
Yeah. Has he been your favorite opponent so far? What are some other opponents also?
One of my favorite opponents right now is Marty, actually. I think me and Marty just have really good in-ring chemistry. So, I've had the chance to wrestle him twice now, and both times were so much fun, and they just flowed so well. So I was really happy with those matches.
Yeah. And how was it, like you said, when you stepped in the ring with Cody Rhodes, how did the match go with that?
The intensity of the fans was amazing. They added so much to the match, and, things just happened that you can't plan out. It was just one of those moments that you'll remember forever. It was very special.
And as a heel, Cody Rhodes, he can get that crowd going.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they love him, but they hate him at the same time.
Exactly.
So it's a really cool dynamic.
Yeah. What do you think of him now with the whole, painting his hair yellow and the whole wardrobe change and everything?
Hey, man, it's working for him, so.
Yeah. What goes through your mind when you step in the ring?
I'm just thinking about the match, thinking about the fans, thinking about putting on the best performance that I can. You don't really have much time to think about anything else except for the match. So.
Yeah. I meant to ask you this earlier. What did you do before wrestling? I know you said you were in the National Guard, but what were some of your other passions?
I was a mascot in college. Which I loved. I did some acting, but nothing like wrestling's always been my main passion. It's all I've ever wanted to do. I mean, I have a couple backup plans, but I hope I never have to use them because this is what I want to do. I'm living the dream right now.
Yeah. What are some of your backup plans?
The Army for one, or if that doesn't work, I can join a police force.
Okay.
Acting is another one. So
yeah,
I got a couple backup plans that I hope I never have to put into use.
Yeah. If you could work with one wrestler from the past, who would it be?
Eddie Guerrero.
All right. And what about now to this day?
Like a dream match?
Yeah.
John Cena.
Yeah. Is it because he's from Massachusetts too? Or you just like his in-ring style?
It's everything. Part of it has to be from Massachusetts. So that's one of the reasons I got so behind him. It felt like I connected with him as a kid. But he's one of the best. He's going to be a Hall of Famer, you know?
Yeah.
He's one of the best to ever step foot in the ring. So,
How many times a week do you train?
In ring or like at the gym?
Both.
Both? I try to get to the gym 3 to 5 times a week. I try to get to practice at least once a week now. Sometimes it's hard with my travel schedule.
Yeah. And what does it consist of? What kind of training do you do?
I do a lot of muscle training. In ring, I do a lot of cardio, going over certain moves. But for the most part, just trying to stay in shape.
Yeah. I saw on social media like a few weeks ago you went to Japan. That was for New Japan Pro Wrestling.
That is correct.
Yeah, how did that go?
It was amazing. Such an amazing opportunity, and the culture was amazing. And I hope I get a chance to go back sometime soon.
So was that part of a like a deal with Ring of Honor, or was that like something like a one-time thing with you and New Japan?
New Japan got to pick who they wanted to bring over, and I was one of the people they picked to bring over, but it was for a dual-branded pay-per-view over there.
Yeah. Who did you end up working with?
I was in a triple threat match with Takahashi and Kushida.
Yeah. And how long did you train with them before you stepped in the ring, or was that one of those things you just went in and went at it?
You just go in and go at it. There was no training. There was no going over anything.
Yeah. What do you think?
So when you get to a certain level, you don't have to go in.
Yeah.
In there, because you just know you're in there with some of the best wrestlers in the world.
What do you think of New Japan Pro? Would you want to go there someday and work there for years?
Oh, I'd love to go to New Japan. That'd be one of my goals, would to eventually be full-time New Japan and Ring of Honor. I think that'd be a really cool step for my career, and I think I would benefit greatly from it.
Yeah. What did you think of the match between Jericho and Kenny Omega?
I thought it was an awesome match, and it just goes to show what New Japan's doing right now. Somebody like Chris Jericho is going to come in and have a match with one of the best wrestlers in the world today, Kenny Omega. It's a testament to what New Japan's doing right now.
Yeah. I love that whole, it had like that old school wrestling feeling. The way that Jericho cut his promo and how the whole thing started.
Yeah, you didn't know what, nobody knew what to expect. Nobody knew what was going to happen. Nobody knew the type of match they were going to have. There's just so much questions to be answered, and they answer that in the ring.
Yeah, and it looks like Jericho's going to stick around for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're saying. So it'd be very good for the company.
Yeah. So what is your ultimate goal in wrestling?
My ultimate goal in wrestling is to become one of the best wrestlers in the world. I want to learn as much as I can, and I want to wrestle as many places as I can. And I'm loving what I'm doing. Like I said, I'm less than 3 years in. I'm living the dream.
Yeah. Do you?
So I just want to keep learning.
Yeah. Do you do you see yourself like someday, like you want to go to WWE, or do you want to stick like with Ring of Honor in the indie scene?
I'll never say never. Right now, I'm content. I'm happy. I'm doing what I love. I have a lot of freedom. I get to create my own schedule. So that's a lot of benefits. But, I mean, when I was a kid, I always wanted that WrestleMania moment. And so who knows what the future holds for Flip Gordon. But as of right now, I'm very happy where I'm at.
How did you come up with the name Flip Gordon? What's the story behind that?
My late uncle's name is Gordon, and it's also my middle name. And then Flip came from, it was actually the first nickname I ever got, and I got it when I started going to pro wrestling school. People just started calling me Flip. They were like, hey, the Flippy Kid, Flip. And it just kind of stuck. I liked it, but I'd never had a nickname before, so I decided, why not keep it? Started going by Flip Gordon, and people kept like, oh, that sounds like a superhero, kind of like Flash Gordon.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know what? Why not? I like it. Let's keep it.
Yeah. do you ever think you want to work as a heel someday?
Oh, I'd love to. If the opportunity ever presents itself, I'd love to.
Yeah.
I've had a couple of chances with Beyond Wrestling, and I really thought that I learned a lot from it, and it gave me a whole new way of looking at matches. And so I hope someday I can have a little heel run, just so I can learn more and see what happens, you know?
Do you ever, like, think about it, like, you know, if you do heel, like, how are you going to change your character?
Oh, yeah, I've already thought about a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. Do you ever see John, you know, you mentioned John Cena. Do you ever think he's going to turn heel or what?
I don't know. I mean, I currently don't watch the WWE product, so I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah. I know a lot of fans, like, you know, they want to see it, I think. But I don't know. I don't know if you'll ever see that happen. I mean, right now,
I don't think they'll do it just because they're making too much money off them on merch.
Exactly. So
they're too worried about money, not rating.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, they are the number one company right now.
It's true.
You know, you don't have WCW laying around to try to beat them in ratings anymore. What So, you know, you said you lived in Massachusetts and everything. Are you a sports fan?
I am.
Yeah. Who do you root for the local teams, or are you an outsider?
I've been a Patriots fan since I was 5 years old when I got my first jersey, number 11, Drew Bledsoe.
Okay.
So I've always been a Boston sports fan. I've always rooted for the Patriots, Red Sox, Bruins, and Celtics. Yeah. So.
How heartbreaking was this year's Super Bowl?
Oh, it was the worst. But we still got Tom Brady, and he's the GOAT, and I don't think he's going to stop until he wins one more.
Yeah, I think he's going to go out with one more. He has to. And, you know, and there's players that want to come here and play because they know they have a chance to win.
It's true.
All right.
And, I think that one coach staying with us says a lot about the future of New England. So.
Oh, with McDaniels?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot more to that we don't know, but I think you're right. I think he knows what he's got here. I mean, look at
that. Yeah, I think that means Brady's not going anywhere for a while. So.
Yeah, and look at Talib from the Broncos. He wants to get cut to come back to the Patriots.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you leave for the money, but then you know you're not going to win somewhere else, and they come back.
Yeah, because he went and made his money. Now he wants to come back and win the championship.
Yeah, and what are your thoughts about this year's Red Sox team?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not much of a baseball guy. I don't follow it. I only follow it if we're in the World Series.
Yeah. All right. And then, of course, the Celtics. Do you follow the Celtics?
Love the Celtics. Yeah. I think we have a good chance this year. I don't think we're going to go all the way, but I think the following year we're going to freaking win one.
Yeah, I think so. I think they're built for the future, especially when Hayward comes back next year.
We've got such a young team right now. As soon as Hayward comes back, it's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah. All right, so I know you're short on time, and you have your Ring of Honor in a few minutes. So, how can the fans get a hold of you? Twitter, Instagram.
Twitter, Instagram. It's all the same @TheFlipGordon. You can also go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheFlipGordon. That's where you can find me. I don't have a MySpace anymore. I got Facebook.
Facebook.
Oh, MySpace. I don't have Facebook really anymore. Too much going on there. So yeah. Just Twitter and Instagram.
There you go. All right. And I want to just let the fans know that they can tweet the show at the MCC podcast. And also there's a new Facebook private group. All you got to do is search the Man Cave Chronicles podcast and join it. And I'll be posting the episode on there also. So if you guys got any questions, and have a great night. In the plane, why they check my name?
Higher and it's faster than a comet. It's flip, flip.